almost is.
Friday,
Brad,
is Groundhog Day.
It sure is.
Boy, couldn't happen at a better time, huh?
You got that right.
And Chuckles is all ready.
And who is Chuckles? Well, joining us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair, the executive director of the Lutz Children's Museum in Manchester, Bob Eckert. Bob, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. How's Chuckles doing?
Well, he's warming up. You know, this is his first year as the official Connecticut Groundhog. So he is reading his farmer's almanac and checking his satellite imagery and getting ready for the big day.
Say, let me ask you, you just hit that. I have often wondered, how do you pick out the groundhog? Now, you say this is the first time for Chuckles. How do you do that?
Well, you know, we think there's something magical involved, of course. But I'll tell you that the museum is an educational institution, and we also do wildlife rehabilitation. So the real answer is that all over Connecticut, animal control officers and veterinarians know that we're the place for injured groundhogs. And they'll call us when they have an animal that can't be released into the wild. And they can come to the museum and have a whole new career in meteorology.
You know, Bob, I'll tell you something right now. I'll bet you there's thousands of people out there that never knew that. I never knew that. That's a fabulous story. Fabulous story.
The museum does all sorts of great things. We're a program for children 2 to 10 years old, and we have hands-on exhibits and live animals and free classes. And we also visit schools and libraries across the state with educational programs in arts, history, and science.
Bob, give us a little history of Chuckles. How long has Chuckles been engaged in this groundhog activity on February 2nd?
Well, this is Chuckles the 9th. The museum has been in existence since the 1950s. And we have been the guardians of Connecticut Chuckles for as long as we can remember, but we don't know what year it started. And the legislature and the governor have bestowed us with the responsibility of keeping the one and only official Connecticut State Groundhog. And we're gearing up because we know that hundreds of people will come to the museum and the media will pay a lot of attention across the state because... Now, you may have heard this, but I've heard that there's another groundhog in another adjacent state.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, me neither. But my argument would be he would predict the weather for whatever state that is. Chuckles is the only groundhog that predicts the weather for Connecticut.
Well, how accurate has Chuckles been over the years? Do we know?
Absolutely 100%.
No kidding.
Completely accurate.
That's great. Wow. So take us through what's going to happen on Friday.
Well, the museum opens at 6 a.m. Admission is free and open to the public. And we'll have breakfast foods out if you want to stop there on your way to work or school. And we open up with the Manchester Town Troubadour. Dan Thompson has written an original song about Chuckles. And we'll do some education, of course. If we have a room full of people, we have to teach them something. So we'll talk to you a little bit about the history of Chuckles and the history of Groundhog Day.
Bob, how long have you... You have been such a terrific person, you know, since you have been the executive director of the museum. How long have you been there?
Oh, Brad, you make me blush. I started there as a teenage volunteer, but came back 20 years later as the director.
Wow.
I've been director for about 16 years.
Oh, that's terrific.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
I love the place. Can you tell?
Yeah.
So when does Chuckles actually check to see if there is a shadow? At what time in the morning?
Well, you know, he's so nervous about this that he's been doing a few test runs, and he's been getting up early every morning to go out and look. But we'll take him out quick in the morning and then bring him inside the auditorium. And did you know that mayors of Manchester are magically bestowed with the ability to speak groundhog?
I did not know that.
Yeah, every single mayor, and it just seems to happen right at their swearing in. So we'll actually have two mayors of Manchester present because it's his first year. Chuckles has to be sworn in. and former mayor Leo Diana is now a Superior Court judge.
Right.
So he's coming to do the honors and swear Chuckles in as the official Connecticut State Groundhog.
The
Groundhog will whisper in the ear of current mayor Jay Moran, and Jay will make a proclamation as to whether there'll be an early spring or a long winter across Connecticut.
That's terrific.
Well, we thank you for being with us this morning. This is fabulous.
It sure is.
Fabulous. I didn't know half of this stuff, but we know it now.
We do.
Well, call any time. I'd be glad to give you an update.
Well, I know we're going to get an update. We're going to have somebody at the museum on Friday morning, and we're looking forward to that, Bob. We really are.
Well, it's a pleasure speaking to you.
You bet. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Have a good day.
Isn't that great, Dan?
That's awesome. Huh? Yeah, we'll have a live update.
A live update from Chuckles.
After the 650 Your Money Now report on Friday.
I wonder if they got a pillow for Chuckles.